Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This five-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Grace, greetings, and welcome to the DDP. We continue our study in the Lord's Prayer, that famous prayer that Jesus gave in teaching us, both the disciples and us, how to pray. We are at the passage where Jesus says, "Thy kingdom come, thy will be done." Listen to yesterday's DDP to find out what it means for his kingdom to come, not for us to do it. I want to show you the kingdom at work in the life of Jesus. This portion of the prayer has actually been fulfilled, and I don't believe in its totality, but it's certainly begun its fulfillment in the fact that the kingdom of God is upon us. We are not waiting for the kingdom. It is not some futuristic thing. We have access into the kingdom of God now. I want to show you why I believe that. Jesus is teaching in the 12th chapter of Matthew. Well, let's get right down to it. He gives the statement that has become a speech. That's the best way to say it. Most of us in America think Abraham Lincoln said this first: "A house divided against itself cannot stand." Lincoln was quoting Jesus, in which Jesus in Matthew chapter 12 says, "Every kingdom," verse 25, "every kingdom divided against itself is brought to desolation, and every city or house divided against itself will not stand." Now, Jesus has been accused of casting out devils by the power of the devil. So he says in verse 26, "If Satan casts out Satan, he is divided against himself. How then could his kingdom stand? If I'm casting out demons by Beelzebub, by whom do your sons cast them out? Therefore they shall be your judges." Now listen to verse 28. It's a kingdom verse. "But if I cast out demons by the Spirit of God, surely the kingdom of God has come upon you." So Jesus is saying, if I am casting out devils by the power of the devil, then the devil is hurting his own kingdom because he's undermining his own power. This tells me that the enemy certainly has a kingdom. But Jesus then flips the coin and says, if I'm not casting them out by the devil, then I must be casting them out by God. And if I'm casting them out by the power of God, then the kingdom has come upon you. Jesus doesn't say that the kingdom will come upon you. Jesus says the kingdom has come upon you. In another passage, the Pharisees say to him, "When will the kingdom come?" or "How will the kingdom come?" And Jesus said, "It won't come by observation." And the Greek there is, it won't come by what you see. You won't be able to see it coming. It is in the midst of you. And he could have had a twofold meaning. He could have just meant, the kingdom is me, look at me. But he could have also meant the kingdom's going to come out of you. It's going to come from within inside of you. It's not just going to be it's not going to be something you see from the clouds. It's going to be something you see from inside of your heart. So when Jesus says, "Thy kingdom come, thy will be done," I don't think he's praying way off 10,000 years in the future. He's praying, "Father, bring the kingdom out in us every day. Bring it out in the way we live. Bring it out in the way we talk." Again, we are not kingdom spreaders. It's his job to bring out the kingdom. But it's coming out through his children. It's coming out through his church. The church is just an extension of the kingdom. The church is not the kingdom. We're an extension of the kingdom of God. We're a part of the kingdom of God. He hath made us kings and priests. What are you a king of if you don't have a kingdom? It's not just your house and your kids. What are you a king of if not a king of a kingdom? Well, you have a kingdom, the kingdom of the Lord Jesus Christ, the kingdom of our God. As Daniel said, the kingdoms of the earth shall become the kingdoms of our God. And I believe that's what's happened, and I believe that's what's happening as the gospel of Jesus Christ is spread all over the globe. We'll continue tomorrow. God bless.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.